Mario Ritter Jr.
Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update.
We are deeply concerned by the use of unlawful lethal force in Jenin in the occupied West Bank.
Thamin Al-Kitan, a UN Human Rights Office spokesman, voiced serious concerns about Israeli military's use of force in its raid this week in the West Bank.
Our office has verified that at least 12 Palestinians have been killed and 40 injured by Israeli security forces since Tuesday, most of them reportedly unarmed.
Al-Kitan added that 3,000 families in the city of Jenin have been displaced due to violence and that water and electricity have been interrupted. Israeli officials said the Jenin operation was aimed at what the military said were Iranian-backed militant groups in the refugee camp adjacent to the city, a major hub for armed Palestinian groups for years. According to South Korea, there are suspicions North Korea is going to send more troops to Russia in its invasion of Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chemas reports.
North Korean soldiers fighting in the Russia-Ukraine war have suffered heavy casualties. North Korea has been supplying a vast amount of artillery and weapons to Russia, and last October, it sent about 10,000 to 12,000 troops there as well. That's according to US, South Korean and Ukraine intelligences. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff also assessed in a report distributed to journalists that North Korea is continuing its preparations to test fire an intercontinental ballistic missile intended to reach the United States. I'm Karen Chemas.
The World Health Organization's chief told staff in an internal memo seen by Reuters that the agency will cut costs and review which health programs to prioritize after President Donald Trump announced he was withdrawing the U.S. from the WHO on Monday. The United Nations confirmed on Thursday that the U.S. was set to withdraw from the WHO on January 22nd.